This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare and automobiles, among others. Addressing media after the talks, Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon said Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. He said Venezuela considers India as a stable demander for many years to come. Mr. Tandon informed that besides energy partnership, the discussions also went into broadening the economic partnership in other areas.
The discussions also went into broadening the economic partnership to other areas, not just in the energy sector, but also in areas like mining, animal husbandry, transportation, agriculture equipment, automotive sector, and pharmaceuticals, to try and work out ways in which Indian commercial entities can enter the Venezuelan market successfully.
During the conversation, the leaders also exchanged views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the bilateral partnership and advancing the interests of the Global South. The 73rd plenary session of the Northeastern Council, NEC, is underway in Shillong, Meghalaya. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing the session. Discussion on progress made by the CM high-level task forces constituted for critical sectors of regional development is high on the agenda. The Ministry of Development of Northeast Region said the deliberations are expected to facilitate coordinated action among states and stakeholders for achieving shared developmental goals. Northeast Vision Plan 2047 to provide a long-term roadmap for transforming the northeastern region into a vibrant hub of economic growth will also be discussed, as also the connectivity, innovation, sustainability and cultural prosperity by 2047. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that technology has played a crucial role in improving governance and ensuring the effective delivery of welfare schemes. He made the remarks while addressing the Reforms Utsav celebrating 12 years of reforms organized by the Ministry of Minority Affairs in New Delhi today. The minister noted that the adoption of technology has enabled ministries to bring tangible changes to the lives of beneficiaries across the country. Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, has been officially recognized by Guinness World Records for achieving the title of most users to take an online quiz in 1 week, with over 3,90,000 participants who completed the entire length of the quiz. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia received the certificate in a ceremony held in New Delhi today. The record was achieved through the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 quiz from the 25th to the 31st of October last year. The inaugural edition of the World Yoga and Sports Championship kicked off in Ahmedabad, Gujarat, marking a historic milestone on the global sporting roadmap. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually join the mega event in the evening to share his best wishes as yoga enthusiasts and athletes from across the globe gather for the competition. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has confirmed the arrival of the southwest monsoon in Kerala today. According to the IMD, the monsoon is delayed by 3 days, as the normal onset date of monsoon over Kerala was the first of this month. The weather agency predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe till the 9th of this month. It also estimated heavy rainfall over north interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 4 days. The Met Department forecast similar conditions over Lakshadweep, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka during the next 2 to 3 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading with gains during the final hour of trading today. The Sensex added 153 points to 74,499, while the Nifty rose 47 points to 23,452 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.